Hello and welcome to the Proximo Daily News Podcast for Wednesday the 27th of November. Kicking off with Europe's energy market with UniCredit, which has agreed to exit thermal coal financing by 2023. They will stop all lending to thermal coal projects in a bid to improve its green credentials. A week previous to this announcement, the bank also said it would raise its exposure to the renewable energy sector by a quarter more, to just over 9 billion euros by 2023 as well. There is huge global pressure on banks from investors and regulators to contribute towards the transition to a low-carbon economy. Unsurprisingly, financing for oil, gas and coal projects has come under particular scrutiny. The bank also announced that it would ban all single-use plastics from its buildings and plans to derive all electricity for its offices in Italy, Germany and Austria from renewable sources by 2023. Elsewhere in the power markets, Contour Global has completed its purchase of Alpex gas-fired combined heat and power assets for $724 million plus a $77 million VAT payment. The portfolio comprises 518 megawatts of operational capacity located on Alpex petrochemical sites in the Mexican states of Tamaulipas and Veracruz, the 414 megawatt CGA1 plant and the 104 megawatt Chelska plant, respectively. The deal also includes development rights and permits for a third CHP project. Gulf Energy and Mitsui & Co. have reached financial close on an ECA-backed loan to finance the 50 billion baht, or $1.655 billion, 2,650-megawatt Gulf Kluak Deng CCGT plant in Thailand. The project will be financed via a 50-50 split between Thai baht and US dollars, located in Rokhana Rayong 2 Industrial in Kluak Deng district, and is backed by a 25-year PPA with state-owned offtaker EGAT. Commercial operation is scheduled across 2023 and 2024. In Botswana, Tilo Energy is progressing negotiations with Botswana Development Corporation to finance its Lesedi coalbed methane project. Talao is looking for BDC to provide up to $30 million to develop the first 10 megawatts of the scheme. The developer is also exploring other financing sources as a contingency, with expressions of interest received from third parties for a hybrid financing. In renewables, Duke Energy Florida has issued a $700 million green bond to finance renewable energy projects. The deal is the third green bond issued by Duke Energy Utility in the past 12 months, bringing Duke Energy's total clean energy offerings to $2.3 billion. Duke Energy Carolinas issued a $1 billion green bond in November 2018, and Duke Energy Progress issued a $600 million green bond in 2019 in March. The most recent bond had a fixed-rate coupon of 2.5% and has a 10-year maturity. The deal closed on November 26th after pricing on November 21st. The underwriters were BNP, MUFG, RBC, SMBC, TD and US Bank. In the transport sector, Hermes Infrastructure is to buy a 74% interest in a 950 million euro Spanish toll road concession portfolio from ACS. The subsidiary of ACS, Iridian Concessions, will retain a 26% equity stake and manage the O&M operations for the six shadow toll concessions. The portfolio comprises of two concessions in Catalonia and one each in Castilla-La Mancha, Castilla y León, Navarra and Galicia. The operational projects have a remaining life of over 19 years. In Eastern Europe, Montenegro's Ministry of Transport has received seven expressions of interest in the 30-year concession to run the airports in Podgorica and Tivat. The government is expecting a minimum interest of 200 million euros by the winning bidder. And finally, ending with a market move, A&M, the global professional services firm Alvarez & Marsal, has appointed Wayne Jeffson as managing director in support of its global transactions advisory group. Jefferson will specialise in providing financial due diligence services with a specific focus on infrastructure investors and private equity transactions. He joins from EY, where he mostly served as a director within its infrastructure transactions group. Thanks very much for listening to today's podcast. You can find more information on all of these stories and more at proximoinfra.com.